Hello there. Come with me to Chickasola Town. I'll promise you a change of pace and fun with my friends, the Johnson family. But before we take the trip, stop off a moment at this station. And now, down long, winding roads, over cotton lands, corn, taters, and tobacco. And here we are in sunny, happy Chickasola Town. Papa Johnson is a man once again. He has faced the federal judge, and he has told the truth. We find him now in his lawyer's office.
I don't know, dear, great thing about going into a courtroom and telling the truth. There's something that, you know, you tell a lot of folks that have gone to courtroom and never told the truth before in their life, and they don't know what a thrill it is, lawyer, to come out of that courtroom and know that you done told the truth. That's the best thrill that I done ever had in my life.
Didn't I tell you, Johnson? Didn't I tell you there is no substitute for the truth? Didn't I tell you that if you didn't tell the truth, the judge would know it? Didn't I tell you that these federal judges are entirely too smart for such as you to go there and fool them with some make-believe play-acting like you started to do?
Well, I was listening to the Professor Potash. I ought not listen to him. He crazy anyway, I believe. He sure is one of the smartest crazy men that I done ever known. He can talk me into anything. I was going to try to make the judge believe I was crazy like the professor, and, well, if that happened, first thing you know I'd be out of the thing, but I'm glad I did it your way, lawyer. I'm glad I went up there to his honor, the judge, and told him the truth all the way through, from the beginning of the commencement to the end. And I stood there and looked him right in the eye. And when the thing was over, he looked at me and he say, "Randolph Johnson, I was proud of you. And I'm proud of your lawyer. Coming into this courtroom and standing up before me and telling me the truth, the whole truth and the unadulterated truth. There's something that I ain't had happen in this courtroom in my 39 years on the bench." I tell you, it made me feel good when he said that. That made me feel mighty good, lawyer.
I know how you feel, Johnson.
I didn't feel so good when he gave me 5 years, but I sure did feel good up until then.
Well, Johnson, that 5 years that's probation, you see. He postponed that with the understanding that you don't do this thing again.
Well, what do you mean by that?
I'll explain it to you a little later on, Johnson, as we go along. Well, there's several things about this case that I have to explain to you, old pal, and I don't want you to try to absorb too much at one time. Just let me say this, that you're not in any immediate trouble.
Well, I gotta serve 5 years in the United States penitentiary at the Men's Juliet somewhere, you know?
Johnson, it's Juliet, not Mint Julep.
Mint Julia, baby.
No. It's Mint Julia. I mean, it's Julie. Anyway, don't worry about it, Johnson. Will you do that? Now, we have some other things that I want to go over here. Then after I get these straightened out, we'll get back to exactly what the judge meant when he handed down your sentence. But I do want to say this. I'm very proud of the fact that the judge singled me out to compliment me highly in that courtroom.
Yeah, he sure did that. Excuse me. He said that the lawyer Philpott, of all of the cases that you done brung before him, that at last he do believe that you done come into his courtroom and told the truth.
That's what he said. I never felt so good in my life. He looked right at me and he says, "Yes, I believe you're telling the truth. And I believe this man Johnson is telling the truth. And that's something unusual and rare."
Yeah, that I remember saying something rare like that and unusual. I remember saying that. And you said, "Thank you, Your Honor." And he said, "That's all right." That he was glad that after all these years that he had an opportunity to congratulate you for telling the truth. That's what he said.
Yes, I thought possibly for a time there he might be going to give me a plaque of some kind, Johnson. I really felt good about the way that I handled this case.
You know, 2-3 times there, the way you were handling the case, I thought you were trying to get me put in the penitentiary.
I made up my mind to tell the truth today, Johnson, if I sent you back for 30 years.
You did?
I certainly did. I was going to stick to the truth. I didn't care how far I had... Well, Johnson, after all, the truth comes first. And I'm sick and tired of going in that courtroom and get all tangled up, not knowing whether I'm going or coming. Many, many, many times have I come out of there and that judge would look at me and shake his head as if to say, "You big liar, you." How much of that can a lawyer take from a judge?
I don't know. I know this, that he was a mighty good judge, and he complimented me highly. I sure hate to spend that 5 years, do I? A long, long time to go up there to Mint Julep for 5 years.
That's Julep, Johnson.
Yeah. A long time. I don't care what it is. It's still a long time.
Johnson, you are not... That's what I'm trying to explain to you now. You do not have to go to the penitentiary.
Well, what do you mean?
I mean, Johnson, that the judge suspended the 5 years.
Well, I don't care what he did with it. I got to serve it, ain't I?
No. He suspended it on the condition that you do not accept a check from the unemployment, state, or federal Social Security rolls for at least 5 years.
Then I can do it again?
No, you can't do it. In other words, if you do it in the middle... Johnson, if you do a thing like that again in the next 5 years, that means that he will send you to jail sure enough for 5 years, and that will be it, boy. And maybe some added to that.
Oh. But I ain't got to go now.
No, Johnson. You are free as a bird, thanks to me. And I feel awfully good about it, too. It's the first case I've ever conducted in my entire life that I've told the whole truth or nothing but the truth. If all lawyers could do that just once, sure would make them feel good, Johnson.
I don't guess there's a lawyer in the world that ever done that. Go through everything and don't tell nothing but the truth, you know.
That's exactly what I mean. Oh, what a thrill that is to a lawyer to go in that courtroom and for once in his life tell the whole truth. And nothing but the truth. Did me a lot of good. If I thought I could make a living in the law business and tell the truth, I'd keep on doing it. Of course, it's absurd, but I would like to take a crack at it. What are you going to do, Johnson?
Well, I don't know. I go turn over a new leaf. I never knew I could get in that much trouble working. That's one thing I'm going to do. I ain't going to get no more trouble no more because I'm going to stop working entirely. I ain't never going to do no more work for nobody.
And Johnson, that's no way to take this thing. Everybody has to earn a living. Everyone has to work.
But look at the trouble work got me into. I don't want to get back in nothing like that. No. If work is going to get a man in that kind of trouble, I'll leave it alone. I ain't crazy about it no way, to tell you the truth. Me and work ain't never been on friendly speaking terms all the time. I always is had fallings out with it. Now that it's done got me in trouble with the law, why, well, they can take work and do what they want with it. I don't want no more part of it, lawyer.
Well, what are you going to do? How are you going to make a living?
I don't know. But whatever it is, it ain't going to be working. Tell you that. It's too dangerous for a man to go out there and make a living working by the sweat of his brow these days. It's too dangerous. I don't know what it's going to be, but I'm going to steer clear of work. That's for sure. Thank you again, lawyer. And so long.
And what happens after that makes up the beginning of a new series of the Johnson Family starting Monday. I'll be back.